How can we purify our gross body? How can we purify our subtle body? Geshe said, our purified bodies appearing as enlightened deities through correct imagination. What does purified mean? It means, first of all, we dissolve the existing body, environment, everything dissolves into emptiness because it doesn't exist. We realize the truth of our normal body, we could say the basis of imputing our normal I. It doesn't exist. It's mistaken appearance. Through realizing its mistaken appearance, it disappears. We see only emptiness, which is the truth, the true nature of our body, true nature of ourselves, true nature of all phenomena is only emptiness. And then from within that emptiness, we generate. So this is generate, okay? So we give birth to. Kerem. Ke means the same word as to give birth. We give birth to this new being, Haruka, a new world, Haruka's mandala. From within emptiness, through imagination, we just imagine this whole new world. There's no further reference to the world that we normally see, the self that we normally see. All this is dissolved away. Purified means that. So we purify our gross body, we purify our subtle body by dissolving it into emptiness. And then we generate a new body, Haruka body. And this new Haruka body has channels and drops. And it's those channels and drops purified. That's our purified subtle body that transforms into the deities of the mandala. So a little bit not easy to understand to start with. But what is important is to realize that when we meditate, we say, I'm meditating on, for example, myself, Haruka. The nature of my purified, white, indestructible drop. That's not the white, indestructible drop that we normally see. And you're thinking, I don't think I've ever seen it. But that we normally think about. When we think about our channels, when we think about our drops, it's almost meat, isn't it? If you think about it, we're not meditating on what we think are presently our channels and our drops. These drops, channels, are purely imagined. Sometime, one teacher, I believe, asked Geshe-la, when we're doing completion stage meditation, Geshe-la, and we're meditating on our drops and our channels, what relationship do they have to our actual channels and drops? And Geshe-la said, none. No relationship. This is completely pure body, completely pure body of, we would say, if we were doing extensive sadhana, basis Haruka, that Haruka's channels and drops become the nature of the deities of the body mandala. It's Haruka's subtle body we're meditating on. Okay, so now why? Why is this so important? Why can't we just do, okay, look, this is complicated enough. You're saying, stop grasping at the self that you normally see, stop grasping at the body that you normally see, stop grasping at the world that you normally see, and stop grasping at all the beings that you normally see. Abandon all of them and generate, through correct imagination, with the wisdom of emptiness, generate a new self, a new world, new body, new beings. Okay, that's complicated enough, but then there's this other dimension. All of this, I generate myself as Haruka, but I feel this Haruka, I understand this Haruka to be the nature of my indestructible drop. It's not looking like a drop, but it's nature. It's the same nature as my white indestructible drop. Vajravarahi is the same nature as my red indestructible drop. The celestial palace, my mansion, is the same nature as my purified gross body and so on. Why do we have to have this body bit in there? So Geshe-la says, the purpose of meditating on Haruka body mandala is to receive the powerful blessings of Buddha Haruka and his retinue within our channels and drops. So this we have to thank all of the lineage gurus of the Ganden oral lineage for this particular practice. Through these blessings, we can be freed from any obstacles within our channels and drops. And our meditation on the central channel, indestructible drop, and indestructible wind and mind will be successful. So we're trying in our meditation on oral instructions. we're training, meditating on the channel, so forth, meditating on the drop. So maybe we struggle a bit. Does it indicate some obstacle with this practice? Most people, to begin with, unless they have really pure karma, maybe from a lot of experience of this practice in a previous life, they struggle a little bit with this meditation.